Okay, Hare Krishna, this is Dhanadhar Swami. Are you all there?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hi,
thanks
Hare
for,
Krishna.
Hi, both. Thanks for waiting on. You know, I'm still in India, and it's hard to distinguish what is Monday, what is Tuesday, and it just somehow. So, Om Gyana Timanandasya Gananjana Shalakaya. Chaksurun Malitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadanti Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bayebacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you all for waiting for me. Greetings from Govardhan. I'll just share some of my experiences. Of course, it's just amazing when you have, there's a monastery here with people from all over the world. And reading Shastra 5 hours a day, Prabhupada's books. One second, I just have to shut my door, there's noise. Reading Shastra 5 hours a day. It's such a purified atmosphere. And I myself have come here to concentrate on my Nam Bhajan every year. And I've always mentioned how important it is in bhakti to practice. And the definition of practice in the Yoga Sutras is so powerful. Concentrated over a prolonged period of time without interruption and in the right mood. And when you concentrate, you get realizations. Because prema, which is our goal, is the energy between two people. So our practice is our concentration on God. Of course, the spiritual master finds ways and means to engage one in devotional service. But Taramadye Sarvashreshte Nama Sankirtanira Aparade Praya Premada. Of all the items of devotional service, chanting the holy name is the best, because if you do it without offense, you can easily get love of Godhead. So that concentration, it invokes the shakti of an object. Where attention flows, where attention goes, energy flows. So objects and acts of devotion have a bhakti shakti. And it's really amazing to have some concentrated time, whether it's a time of the day in the morning, a time of the week, Ekadasis, or a time of the year, which for me is really, this is my pilgrimage. Every other part, even though I'm in Vrindavan, it's Seva, but this is my pilgrimage. And also in the evening, I'm teaching Shastra. I just have a few people here. And we're up to a section on Guru Tattva. And a very interesting point was made, which I'll share with you, is that, you know, it was discussing in the Gita, the verse of 434, Tadvidi Pati Patena Pari Prashnena Sevaya Upatek Janti Te Gyaninata. You should approach a spiritual master, inquire, and serve. So these are the three things: surrender, inquire, not challenge, but inquire, and serve. So it's the discussion of this surrender. It's a really important point to understand. And I discussed that in my Monday morning greetings called Guru for Dummies. That was last Monday. But it's a really important point to understand. The point is, it's not oppression, it's not slavery, because it is a voluntary choice. And it's not only a voluntary choice, the results are so positive. The hand serving the body, of course, the hand it doesn't have volition. But if the hand could choose to serve the body, it wouldn't be oppression. One, there would be volition, and there would be so much positive results. So surrender to guru means putting our surrendering to truth. If that's what guru means. Guru means he represents the Shastra, and the Shastra is God's will. So that's character. So anyway, we were discussing these points, and then I'm chanting, and realizations come. When I'm chanting, and I wake up early, and it's a nice facility to chant a lot. And realizations come. And I'll just share you some of the things I wrote down or realizations. The first realization I had is after chanting for a while, it seems that at certain times, the name will become effortless. The name will flow. And you have an idea that you're not chanting the name. As one sadhu told Satchinandana Swami, that the name is chanting you. And I was thinking about this because I was really, making an effort. This is the time of the year where I spend time with the holy name. And the conviction of chanting is the name is God. The name is God. That has to be the conviction. The holy name is God. It's non-different from God. Non-different means it is fully God. And God is fully appearing. And how respectful we should be to that moment. And how much we should keep that in our consciousness. And at the same time, how much we should call for God to fully appear in his name. So with effort, and this is the month where took time for that. This is my time of the year, only for God. Of course, I'm supposed to be a sannyasi, and a sannyasi is the time of the life, which is only for God. But in that time of my life only for God, where I do so many other things in sannyasa ashram, this is a time to have that direct communion. And then the realization comes, is you cannot produce God. If you're chanting, it's not that you're producing God. And we shouldn't be in that consciousness that we are producing God, that we move our mouth and syllables in a different way and God appears. It has to manifest. And God manifests as any person manifests in a relationship of service and love. And when God does manifest, that's his will, Goloka Premadan Harinam Sankirtan. It's descent of God. It's an incarnation of God. It's not something that we wake up in the morning and we think, I now will create God. First of all, we've gotten the holy name by the mercy of Prabhupada and his followers. It's not an ordinary thing. Aho bataswapa chato griyan yajivagre vartate namatubhyam. Oh, how wonderful the Bhagavatam says that one who is chanted one name of God, he's bathed in all the holy places, he's read all. It's a very dynamic, auspicious moment. And what is it to avoid offense? It is to realize that and honor that. It's not something that we do inattentively or consciously inattentively, or we mix with other things. It is God has appeared by the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of those who follow him. We have been given the name, and it has manifest, and it's a dynamic moment. And it should be honored with our attentiveness and our humility. So that was one realization I had as I was walking. I have two rooms together and I was walking back and forth and feeling, yes, there's something here, because the usual effort that I think I'm putting in to do this, it's become a little easier. Then, you know, the other realization I had is, and I think this is a realization that people have, is that somehow or other, chanting a lot becomes easier than chanting less. It's an amazing phenomenon, because in days like this, when you're in Govardhan and the atmosphere is so there, and this is what your attention is, and so there's an English expression, time flies when you're having a good time. It's not exact that. It's also an austerity. You have to give your consciousness. You have to give your time. Your samskaras, your impressions in your consciousness may want to do other things, like the joy of correspondence or the joy of resting, or the, you know, when you're tired, or... But So, I mean, I always have this concept too, that why time flies, because in one sense, time doesn't exist in the moment. Time exists in the future and time exists in the past. For example, if you're in the consciousness when this will be over, you get caught in time. Time seems to be relative. Time seems to slow. Our path is Ragmarg. In the general sense, it means we do things out of attraction, not just out of obligation or duty. And our faith is more in the direct experience of Krishna as our goal than the fulfillment of a rule that gives us the fruit of our activity. The fruit of our activity is just that direct connection with Krishna. The fruit of our activity shouldn't be, I've completed a certain amount of, I've done my obligation, I've done my duty. and put yourself in the consciousness of, when will I finish? And when I finish, then I get the benefit. So this is what my analysis is in thinking and chanting, is that Krishna is basically transcendental pleasure. In fact, the definition of Krishna, and I read this in one purport in the Bhagavatam, that as the sun emanates heat and light, I've said this many times before, then the body of Krishna emanates transcendental bliss. And in connection with Krishna, we feel that. Why? Because we have relationship with Krishna. And when we are focused on that relationship, it brings out the natural love in our heart, which is transcendental bliss. Happiness is our devotion or love. It comes out when we are focused. So when, and I'm speaking for myself, when there is no taste in chanting, it's because my mind is not there. And why is it not there? Because it's either dwelling on the past. We live in the past of things that have happened to us, or things that have happened, or we dwell in the future, things that will happen. And therefore, our mind is not focused on the name. And when it's focused on the name, then each mantra, it's kind of like, it's kind of like riding a wave. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. And the mind is kind of us kind of losing our balance and falling off the wave. So the mantra is kind of moving, and you have to ride it. And your mind just has to stay with it. So I really had that feeling also when I'm chanting in the mood. It's like riding a wave. The mantra is moving, and you have to stay on it. And that means you, means your mind. Your mind has to stay on the wave of the holy name. And when your mind stays on the wave of the holy name, rather than falling off with some distraction. I know one guru in Vrindavan, he recommends his disciples chant 10 mantras. This is another line. And he's kind of like a strict guy, an old, old sadhu. And then they say, well, why just 10 mantras? He says, well, who chants 10 mantras? Who chants 10 mantras? Well, your mind rides the wave of the name. And it's like a balance. And when you ride the wave of the name and you stay on the name, then you experience the name. And then and then another realization that I always have when I'm here is that this is real life. Spiritual life is real life. I know we have so many responsibilities, but at least for me, I don't have a job, I don't have a family, I'm not managing. So I said, what's my excuse? That this is my real business. And you have realization. I should do this all the time. There's 24 hours in a day. There's not more than 6 hours sleep. So what am I doing with those 18 hours? Certainly there's enough time for sufficient chanting. And then you come to the realization that the lack of association with the name It's more taste than time. Even if we're working, even if we have family, you can get computer. Someone put on my phone. I get my phone India. You know, you've used 15% less time on the internet this week, or I use 10% more. So there's things that we do. So it's really taste and faith. Faith is so important. We're discussing this morning why there must be faith in Guru. Because you can't learn without faith. Because by definition, reality and your understanding of reality and your knowledge of reality is beyond your present frame of reference. And if it's not, then why need a teacher except to show example? Well, we know. Those that are learning know that in our life, every year, every week, every day, we are adding, if we're on a progressive open march and we're trying to advance and trying to understand, we know that we are adding different components of knowledge. We should be seeing at a higher level this week than we were the previous week. Or at least this year, we should be seeing reality clearer than the previous year. So faith is required. Why? Because unless there's trust, why would we put effort? If you go to school, if a student loses faith, what's the benefit of this? Then why will he study? But if he has faith, whether the faith is right or not, that really the goal of this is really something and I should work or sacrifice in sports, you know, or any endeavor. And same thing with learning. Why should we put the effort in if we don't trust that will? It's just like going to a doctor. He's going to give you a certain protocol. Will you undergo all the austerity if you don't trust the perception of the doctor? Yeah, there's one lady from Los Angeles. She's staying next door, and she comes to my classes. Very serious person. And she's new. And I was speaking to her today, and she said, you know, she's trying to learn Upadeshamrita. She's trying to learn Upadeshamrita. So she has to go over it again and again. The phrases are so new to her. If you get like it is, when we came to Krishna consciousness, there wasn't much books out there, so we didn't feel so lost. Can imagine when someone comes today and there's so many books and there's so much knowledge. You know, a person feels lost. So many new terms. I don't think I felt that way when I came. There just wasn't that out yet. We didn't even have the Bhagavatams out. I remember they were printing these chapters of the Bhagavatam. She said, I repeated again and again. I asked her, would you do that if you didn't have faith in its value? So when we have faith, we make the effort. So realizations come. Experiences come. That gives you trust that this is worth it. And those experiences are very, very powerful. That's why we are still in Krishna consciousness today. By the experiences we had, and even if they recede. But the realization I had, because it's so clear to me that this should be my life, I am a sadhu, kirtaniya siddha hari, I should be chanting all the time. It just cleans the soul. Well, it's Chaito Darpana Marginam, Bhava Maha Devagni Nirvapanam, Shreya Karaiva Chandrika Vidya Vadu Jivan. I see it. Chaito Darpana Marginam. My mind becomes so much clearer. And there's such a relationship between perception and contentment. The more clear we see what is reality, the happier we will become. That's called the mode of goodness. So I see the chanting is molding my mind. My perception is so much clearer. Bhava Maha Devagni Nirvapanam. And it extinguishes the fire of material existence. You feel it. And your heart, the feelings of devotion start to manifest. I should do this all the time. But I see how realizations recede in their acuity. If they are not exercised, and I'm amazed every year I come back and I have the same realization. This should be my life all year. Now I'm very determined. But somehow realizations have a way of receding if they're not fed. And C.S. Lewis, in an article called The Training of Faith, he describes that when people leave, it's not the philosophy. It's not the philosophy. If they don't feed their faith, their conviction lessens. And so it's called Niyama Seva. And this is tradition in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. You know, Chaturmasya, the 4 months of the rainy season. This is considered the last month, but it's not going to rain now. India was such a practical culture because when it rains, you can't do farming, and it was an agrarian economy. And the whole organization, even at the seasons, the piety of the season, previously it just used to rain at night. But the organization of the seasons meant that society, they would get 4 months vacation. That's why you see the America is such an advanced country. And people get 2 weeks vacation? Colombia, they have a vacation. I think every other month is a vacation. But a proper culture, just see what a proper culture was. At the age of 50, you're retired. At age of 50, you're retired. 4 months of the year is the rainy season. You're retired. In Gaur Lila, people would go for 4 months to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they'd have half of their life. They'd have like a third of their year off the spiritual life. So it's Niyama Seva. Niyama Seva means, Niyama means the rule, the regulations you impose on yourself. So you regulate yourself. Basically, you do the exact same thing every day. One trick of concentration and realization is regulation. Because regulation means that certain times are reserved for certain activities and can be done in a concentrated and efficient fashion. And that's so important for sadhana. And it also enhances the concentration and therefore the realization and therefore the taste. So it's regular activities. So I just felt, wow, this is so nice. I'm doing this at the same time and this at the same time, and I chant after here. And it's a certain peacefulness. You know, your vows will be done. So I'm doing all the things. I'm saying, wow, this is so nice. And then in my mind, I thought, this is nice, but will God let me live this life? There's so many turmoil, so many things I can't control. And sure enough, the next day, this young man, I just met him in Vrindavan, but he came to assist me, and he's really, wow, such a fine young man. And he always had very bad stomach. And wow, he overate. And he's usually here in the morning. I get a text message at 1 o'clock in the morning, but I'm up. He can't come in the morning. He gets my flowers, gets my tulsi, cuts up the fruits, sets up the thing. And I'm very, so the whole thing, not only is that disrupted, but now I have to deal with him, who's very, very sick. And I have to take care. And things get disrupted. But taking shelter of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, I think this is a very, very important point. We're not into happiness and distress. We're into service to Krishna. And when you're into service to Krishna, you are not disturbed by happiness and distress. Because that's not your goal. So it gives you a chance. And what is distress? When things move against your desire. So my desire was not to, upset my schedule. My desire was not to have to do this or do that. Eventually taking the person to the doctor, finding someone to do that. It wasn't, but and as bhakti means Krishna's will. That was my real realization. And when you're focused on service, you don't get so disturbed, and therefore your mind is peaceful to chant, even if your schedule is upset. And then other realizations I have, this is all I have to share with you now, is liberation is so selfish. Because it's all about your peacefulness. And bhakti is not about that. It's about the pleasure of Krishna. Because I'm having this conversation with this Buddhist. He's a friend of mine. And, you know, he's talking, it's all about experience. It's all about experience. And, you know, it just seems that, yes, it's about experience, but bhakti is about service. And one who's into service, one's into service, his goal is not experience. His goal is service, and the service is the pleasure. I read that about bhakti, and it was really an interesting thing, really
I think I spoke last time about what bhakti is and the understanding what bhakti is. I think I spoke about this last time. Some friends were coming and they were going to use my room. So I wanted to make sure the water was there, and I wanted to make sure this was there, and I made sure this was there. And I was feeling pleasure contemplating their enjoyment. And that's really what bhakti is. It's that feeling of happiness for another. And one last point, I'm just happy I got on and can share something, is without urgency, so much time is wasted. My schedule is packed, and time becomes precious. And that urgency of time makes you not waste it. And of course, this our philosophy is it's the one thing you can't get back for all the money in the world is time wasted. And we know there's two terms, there's Kripana and there's Brahmana. Brahmana means broad-minded, Kripana means narrow-minded. And narrow-minded is, or a miser is one who doesn't use what he has, just hoards it. So it's like that with time. It's so precious. And it shouldn't be wasted. Anyway, somehow I got on. I was having a little problem with the technology. Anybody like to ask some questions or say hello?
Hi, Maharaj. It's Betty. How are you?
Great, Betty. Thanks for coming on. I so appreciate that you stayed on.
I have two questions.
Okay.
When you are chanting the mantra and you have a realization, do you get knocked off the wave during the realization?
Generally what a realization is it increases the faith in what you're doing. So generally it increases your concentration. That's what I find. And if it's something intellectual, then it's only when I'm walking, because when I'm sitting, most of the time I'm sitting, but the time when I'm walking, if a realization comes, when I walk by my desk, I just write it down.
Okay. And is there a difference between happiness and the transcendental bliss that you talked about?
Well, there's different types of happiness, but real happiness is an energy of God that imbues your consciousness, and that's called bhakti. It's like they say when you put an iron rod in fire, the iron rod becomes fire. So it becomes heat and light. So it's like that. It's an energy of God that's bliss. That imbues the consciousness. And the energy is the energy to serve. So is there a difference between happiness and bliss? There's different qualities of pleasure. Yeah, because there's one pleasure of the ego. I'm superior than others. It's kind of a happiness, a pleasure. There's a statement that says that pleasure is the happiness of a madman, and happiness is the pleasure of a sage. So So there's one thing is there's a difference between pleasure and happiness. Mm. Pleasure is the stimulation of the senses and the ego, and happiness is a flourishing of the consciousness. So the highest flourishing of the consciousness is called prema, or love of God, because it's universal love. Okay, Betty, thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming on.
My pleasure. Okay.
Great. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is John and Katie.
Wow, thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Greetings
from Govardhan. Okay. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Janine.
Thank you so much. A few more people, and then
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Lee.
Okay, one or two more?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Ryan.
Okay.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Dori.
And Priya.
And Tota Gopi.
Priya, okay. And Tota Gopi. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj,
this is who?
Srivandarika.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Okay. I'm going to head out. Just thank you for all coming on. And Hare Krishna. Bunch of culprits.